morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Earth Day Fusion Celebration. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community, and you have done so on such a beautiful day. Of course, you can check out your bulletin for announcements and also a calendar, all of the ways that we are church together. If you have a question, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. And on this particular Sunday, they may not be at all helpful. But normally, folks are very welcoming and are happy to help in whatever way they can. So this morning is our Earth Day Fusion Celebration, and you can take a look at your bulletin and see that today we have really turned things upside down. So I'm going to prep you a little bit now, and I'll do more instructions in the middle of the service, so follow along. Katie and I keep saying we are not in control. We are not in control. So friends, this morning you will see after the scripture reading, we will be reflecting on the word, and you have a very unique chance to do something that maybe on many Sundays you would like to do, which would be to choose your own sermon. So you can go to your green sheet, and where it says, reflecting on the word, choosing a sermon, you can read through there and see the four different opportunities, none of which are in here. You can go to the adult lounge or room 2. Those are the closest opportunities for folks, especially if you have mobility concerns. Or you can head down to the fellowship hall and the senior high lounge, okay? And this will be a time of learning. You will not necessarily be getting dirty for the sermon, okay? This is a time of reflecting and learning. And you can choose to go to one of those. You'll spend about 15 minutes there. Don't worry, we'll come back and get you, and you'll come back here to the sanctuary. And then at the end of the service, you will have a chance to go play in the dirt and mud, and we'll let you know a little bit more about that at the end of the service. So we do have good rain contingency plans. If it is still pouring, we'll all just go have fun down in Fellowship Hall with snacks. So take a look at over your bulletin, figure out where you might want to go for that sermon. We have a few announcements as we keep going this morning. Roy, point us towards summer.
As the choir winds down for the year, we have put up a sign-up sheet out in the kiosk for summer music volunteers. We look forward, as we do every year, to seeing who wants to share with us musically over the summer.
Buenos dias, mucho nieve. I'm not sure if I just said there's a lot of rain or a lot of snow, but at this point, probably the same thing. Just wanted to let you know that this is the last day we're taking orders for the flowers for supporting our Guatemala mission, and also an invitation for you to start making plans to join us on our next trip to Guatemala on March 9th through the 18th. So it may seem like a long ways away, but start thinking about it. But again, if you haven't ordered your hanging basket, we also have flower flats available and vegetables available, so see me after church. Thanks.
Good morning. Just a quick thank you to the folks who came out yesterday to help us take part in the spring cleanup. It was nice to see GPC folks, both young and old, out there working together to get our church and grounds back in shape for the summer. And a big special thank you to Boy Scout Troop 94, which GPC charters, came out in full force yesterday and were a flurry of leaf moving and raking and cleaning and donut eating yesterday. It was great. And they helped us do some really great work, and we were out of here by noon yesterday. So thanks. Thanks, everybody.
And trustees always deliver. There were good donuts. All right. Let us now prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to be immersed in the beauty of all of God's creation. Let us worship God. Thank you. Please stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. We are going right side, left side here, so just so you know, we've got to do my right and left, otherwise it's way too confusing. Right side, over here, all right. Left side, how you doing? Let's join together in worship. God of all living, we are your servants.
Some of us plant the seeds. Some of us water the plants.
God of the seedling, you make all things grow.
We have a common purpose. Working together.
God of all loving, you make all things grow.
We are God's field in which we are working, making us one.
Join me up here at the communion table. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Creator God, we are blessed to be stewards of your creation, and yet have failed to care for your world. We confess that all too often we have ignored your authority over creation, by assuming the right to do with the earth as we please. We have denied justice to many who have labored on the land and demanded food for less than it costs to produce. Material values, that is, the kingdom realities, have often determined our relationship to the earth. We have been more interested in our neighbor's land than in our neighbor. Ruler of all, have mercy on us. that we can achieve the kingdom of God on earth. Let us take this time to share our own silent prayers of confession with God. Life-giving God, we are all connected to all of creation through your love. Through your grace, we are given the chance to renew our commitment to following you.
We will care for your creation by feeding our neighborhood.
We will care for your world by supporting farmers in Guatemala.
We will care for the works of your hands by planting seeds which will flourish in Rochester.
We will care for your children by nurturing young adults in our community.
We give thanks for the chance to hear your call to service and respond with joy. Open our hearts to hear your word today, that we may grow in love for your world. Amen.
What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building.
Now you have the chance to reflect on the word in a very specific way. Find that green piece of paper. Make sure you are on the side that says, reflecting on the word, choose a sermon. You can see your four different options. We will have some ushers in the hall to help guide your way in case you aren't quite sure where some of these places are, especially if you're a guest. We're happy to point you in the right direction. So it is 10:20, and we are going to, it's going to be 15 minutes, so we will come back and we will get you and bring you back into the sanctuary after those 15 minutes, so you don't have to worry about, you know, time or anything. We'll come back, but afterwards, if you'll move back as quickly as you're physically able so we can resume with our prayers, choose a sermon.
Thank you.
Part of the reason we had you fill out the prayers is so that we knew when the groups were back. I'm still missing one, so we still may have some folks straggling in, and that is all right. We are going to gather the prayers of the people as we customarily do with joys and concerns. So if the ushers would like to come and grab a microphone, if you have a prayer of joy or concern and would like to share it, you can raise your hand and let us know who you are, and we can share in that prayer together, and I'll share the prayers that were gathered in community. Any prayers of joy, concerns this morning? I see one over here. Anyone else? Go ahead, Whit.
Whit Beckett, continued prayers for Tina Richardson, Dave Cook's mother, who's continuing to have heart rhythm problems.
Continued prayers for David Cook's mom, Tina, right? Continued prayers for her. See one more over here.
Lauren Henderberg. Prayers for our neighbor, a little girl named Sadie Farwell. This past weekend, she started having some trouble seeing. She had some swelling on the brain. They took her to the hospital. She's still there. It's optic glioma, which is a cancerous tumor. She has lost her vision, and they're hoping that it does return. She's around Evelyn's age.
Prayers for Sadie, a neighbor and very good friend, it sounds like. Prayers for her and her whole family.
Well, I was going to visit my son in Florida on January 29th. On January 28th, I discovered I had a sugar by diabetes sore from eating candy and cookies. And I went to the doctor, and he said, well, you have a choice. You can go to Florida, and we'll cut off your toe, or you can stay home and try to heal you. Well, yes, for Friday, I went to the surgeon, and after being doctored, ever since the 29th of January, and the doctor said, you are cured.
Well, good
so
news,
I got
Wendell.
To ring the bell.
Good and news. Then, pray for joy, Wendell, that your foot is doing better.
Nurses coming every other day for 2 months.
All right. Thank you, Wendell.
Visit is going to be when.
Amen. Amen. Another prayer here.
Katie Steinmiller. I would like to offer a prayer of joy and thanks. I've been struggling a lot lately with a lot of things in my personal life, and we haven't actually been able to make it to church. And today we're here, and the welcome that we got when we came back was wonderful. I'd like to offer thanks.
Continued prayers for you in the midst of welcome and joy. May you be surrounded in God's love. Other prayers?
Molly Fitzgerald, my dog just had 10 puppies.
Whoa! Is that a joy or a concern, Molly? Okay, a little bit both. Yay!
Congratulations.
That is awesome. And I'm not seeing any other hands, so I'm going to share the prayers. Oh, one more. Okay, Jenny, right there. One more.
I have a friend from high school that some of you may know, Denny Bowler. Denny has been battling since last fall with first brain cancer, which he had removed, the tumor removed. But then he had both lung and liver and bone cancer. But he's been taking this new drug, Keytruda, that you're hearing about on television. He's been taking those treatments, infusions, since January. And I was just showing Laura my email from him that says that the nodules are either gone or they're significantly reduced. So I'm praising God for that.
Amen. Yeah. Thanks be to God. All right. So as we do Sunday school, you all, yep, I'm looking at you. I know that you all share your prayers of joys and concerns, right? And we bring them in and we pray, so we thought we would do the same thing, even though you're here, but this time with everyone. So we share the what are the seeds of possibility your group wants to give thanks for. So we give thanks for the grace of God that we are all here today and perhaps tomorrow. We are thankful for gratitude and seeds of abundance. We give thanks for children. And we also give thanks for, I had to wait a few seconds to make sure I could say this, that it stopped raining.
Pretty good.
Where do we see new growth? With youth and the community garden, knowledge of our wider community, and also for the participation of the Boy Scouts yesterday. And what do we want help with to care for God's creation? Our own community, we want help everywhere. And we want continued help to clean up around the church. And where have we fallen short as stewards of God's creation? With GMO and Monsanto, the environment of the earth, styrofoam, busyness, not being good stewards. We lift this in prayer. And as I share together in the prayer this morning, I also want to call your attention to, yes, something different. So we're not doing the traditional words of the Lord's Prayer. You will want to read the prayer that we have printed in the bulletin, and it continues on to the next page. It is based on the Lord's Prayer, but one that helps us focus on the earth. Living and loving Christ, we hear earth's joyful songs. Stir within us until we dare to listen, to see, to touch, and taste earth's pain. Awaken us to wonder. We feel helpless and despair of making all things good again, O God. Come among us as you came among your frightened disciples and raise us in blessed restlessness until earth resurrects and we glimpse the fullness of our being and yours. We pray for all who work to heal the earth, scientists and politicians, government leaders, nature lovers, and our youngest children. Bless them with endless visions of the world made new. Strengthen them until their visions come true. And we pray, O God, for all who are destroying the earth, for poachers who take too many, for sidewalk users dropping litter as they go, for executives and managers seeking far too much profit, and for all of us who have abundance and yet want more. Bless us so that our unexamined thoughts and assumptions are challenged and move us to work for change. Bless us so that our sense of community becomes more noble and important than our sense of entitlement and self. Bless us to regard our life and all forms of life with utter reverence and lead us ever more boldly into what and who you and the universe truly are and are created to be. And we offer this prayer and the prayers of our hearts, and we share together in our unison prayer. Our Mother, which art the earth, nurturing are thy ways. Thy web of life be woven, thy way be found within, as it is all around. Thank you for this day, for our daily bread and sweat, and forgive us our misuse of you, as we forgive others their misuse of us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from lording it over you, and over each other, and over all fellow creatures. For thine are the waters of life, the hills, valleys, and plains of home, the breeding, seeding, feeding ground, for now and for as close to forever as we will ever come. Amen. Let us give joy in God's abundance and blessings here in this earth. God has entrusted us to be stewards. Let us offer a portion of those gifts back in service of God.
Let us pray. Generous God, we give thanks for the blessings you have granted us. May the offerings we share today continue to bless your community, to care for your people, and build up our church. Amen. Just as the offerings we have shared will support our ministry, our time of service today will support God's plan for creation. We're grateful for the chance to serve God as one church, inside and out, and to use our gifts in discipleship. Today, we'll be planting seedlings to share, so if you feel like getting dirty, but not necessarily getting, like, down in the dirt, that's the place to go. Head right into the fellowship hall, and we are ready to plant seeds to share. If you are not remotely ready to get dirty at all, there is a station for you to still serve God. There will be clean tables in the fellowship hall for people to be able to write letters and be a support of advocacy to help protect our earth. And if you're ready to just get messy, which I know some of you are wearing your rain boots, so we're going to do this, it is time to go outside and expand our community garden and get ready to share the bounty that is out there. There will be snacks in the fellowship hall for everyone. Feel free to wander around, try as much or as little as you want, and get to explore new ways to serve God together. But before we go out to service, just like we do for any mission trip, we're going to get commissioned. You guys ready? All right. You promise to be open to what you learn today. If so, please say, "We do."
We do.
We're called to serve God's creation, and today you are responding to God's call. Will you treat the people you work with as fellow children of God and appreciate the work that we'll do together? So, please say we do.
We do.
At times, you may feel uneasy trying new things or getting messy. You may be tired by the hard work. You promise to encourage each other and rely on God's strength. If so, please say we do.
We do.
Let us pray. God of all people, be with us as we seek to serve you by serving your creation. May we be willing to work hard to protect your world and nurture new life. Help us to better understand the joys and challenges of caring for the earth. May we grow closer to you and closer to each other for our time of service. Amen. And now go out with joy. Let us use the gifts that God has given us to serve each other. Amen.
Amen.